Pray with me. Good and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Today we hear about the power of Jesus to heal and to make whole. We hear about the power of faith. And it is good for us to be here in this place today to hear it. In a time we have felt powerless and out of control in our lives, Jesus calls us to hold on to the faith. By having faith, we open ourselves up to the healing, restoring presence of Christ in our lives. Jesus tells the woman, who church tradition identifies as Veronica, "Your faith has made you well." Some might say that Veronica's actions had more to do with desperation than faith. For 12 long years, she had suffered. She suffered not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually as well. She could not be around her family, her community. She could not worship God at the temple when she needed to feel His presence the most. She was isolated from everyone. She must have spent many agonizing years longing for human connection, longing for human contact, a touch. She had tried everything, but her moment of hope had turned into agonizing disappointment. And when she heard about Jesus, she had to dare to try one more time. Now, since she was considered unclean, she was forbidden to touch anyone because she would make them ritually unclean. To break through social boundaries, to touch someone was unthinkable and even punishable. But she said in her heart, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." What faith in this woman. What hope she carried still. Who says that faith can't be mixed with desperation? And she touches Jesus' cloak. She's empowered by Christ's presence and she acts. Faith is laying hold of Christ. It is trusting that He indeed has the power to heal us, to make us whole. And faith involves action. Jesus, who felt the power had gone forth from Him, asked, "Who touched me?" His words are an encouraging invitation for the woman to come forward and confess what she has done. It is a moment of connection, an opportunity for community. In the presence of God's kingdom on earth, in the person of Jesus Christ, Veronica comes before Jesus in fear and trembling, and she tells him the truth. And Jesus tells her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." How long she had waited to hear someone call her daughter. And in Jesus doing so, He declares that she has been restored back into the community of God. And He establishes a relationship with her. She's able to go with God's peace, living in wholeness and abundant life, thriving once again. In the waters of baptism, we indeed have been healed and made whole. We have been set free from demonic hemorrhaging sin and have become sons and daughters of God. Through faith, we have access to the healing power of Christ. Now, perhaps what is remarkable about this miracle was that it happened on the way to perform another miracle. Jesus is on the way to heal Jairus' daughter. He too has faith in Christ to heal. He tells Jesus, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." Ironically, Jesus' delay because of Veronica causes him to arrive after the leader of the synagogue's daughter is dead. Yet in the witnessing of this encounter with Jesus and the woman, in experiencing this miracle, the synagogue leader is encouraged to trust Jesus, to trust that indeed he has the power to raise the dead. And Jesus' own words also give encouragement. He says, "Do not fear, only believe." Fear is a powerful force. It can prevent us from moving forward in life. It can prevent us as a church to move forward in life. It can hinder ministry. It can hurt relationships. Fear can close us off to God's presence and what He is doing in our lives. It can keep us in darkness and on a path that is self-destructive, leading ultimately to death. In the darkness of our own fear, our own anxiety and doubts, Jesus calls us to believe and to put our trust in Him. Now, this can be hard to do when Jesus' healing is delayed and prayers go unanswered for a time. Our time and our idea of how Christ should act usually are different than His time and His way. But in the healing of these two girls, Jesus reveals He has the power to heal and raise the dead. Both women were restored to health and able to go forward to thrive and live productive lives. Their lives radically changed. In these encounters, Jesus heals and offers the gift of new life that is now and will not end after death. And Jesus continues to be about the business of healing and saving. The Word and Sacrament, we encounter Jesus Christ who continues to offer us life in Him. He continues to take us by the hand, no matter how far we have fallen, to pull us up and say, "Get up." He calls us to be resurrected from the boundaries of sin that separate us from each other and God, so we can be His people, His church, the body of Christ in the world. And in those darkest moments of suffering in our lives, in those times when we can't make sense of it all, when we think the world has had its way and death is all there is, let us remember Jesus' words, "Do not fear, but believe." In Jesus Christ, we will put our trust. Through faith, we receive Christ, who is life. And Jesus Christ will raise us up through the power of His love to give us His eternal joy and His eternal peace. Amen.